They've opened up a big nine-length gap over Conquest Cobra, who's back in third. A quarter of a mile to go now, and here comes House Limit to take on Studley Perfection. House Limit puts his head in front. Studley Perfection's not done. He's battling right back at the rail. These two come past the eighth pole together. Studley Perfection, House Limit still nose and nose. Two tenacious runners. Neither one will give an inch. House Limit on the outside, a head advantage. Studley Perfection still there. House Limit gonna win it. House Limit gives Jessica Piper her second today. Studley Perfection second. Then Conquest Cobra at press briefing.
That Mark Lett, you can only hope to slow him down. You can't stop him.
He does a great job.
He's phenomenal. So had a terrific summer. And Jessica Piper winning back-to-back. That's just a Jessica Piper double. So for those of you lucky enough to have that, go to the window.
Four, two, one, nine. 18 minutes to the seventh, the next mandatory. And there's one race left at Golden Gate, two at Woodbine, and five at Del Mar. So five, six, seven, eight races left today.
Okay. Well, unfortunately, the folks who have been saving their bullets for Del Mar, they're not happy with that result because you can't get anything done. But the second race offered some hope. But yesterday was an unbelievable card at Del Mar. If that was part of the tournament, Steve, there would have been people jumping off the tables the way yesterday went at Del Mar with all the price after price. I know the early pick five paid something like $38,000 or $33,000.
Yeah.
The late pick five paid like $132,000. Some remarkable numbers for Del Mar. But that was the day of the last chance qualifier. I think a lot of those races were not part of the contest. So I believe there was a cutoff point around the fourth race yesterday.
Yes, fourth.
So a lot of those big prices, people did not have a chance to play. But I guess they were hoping that history would repeat itself and get some of those prices today.
Speaking of prices, we'll put up the leaderboard. I don't know what I'm in big trouble here, Rich, with the voice.
Yeah.
Take a look at Woodbine. Woodbine seventh for the next mandatory.
Okay. Woodbine seventh.
And the Del Mar fifth is the last mandatories.
Well, the Woodbine 7th is a mile and a 16th on the Tapita surface, claiming 15,000. So we've got nine going in that, Steve. So there's fodder. You know, the beauty of the, and I played some, is that in reality, you do have a horse in every race, even if you don't play, because if you don't have a horse in the race, you root for the favorite to win or the second choice. So you've always got action, so to speak.
Total of eight.
Okay.
Total of eight races left tonight.
Yeah, there's not many chances for these people to make a big run. But, you know, I was talking with Michael, a player like him, he can go 0 for 13, 0 for 14 or whatever, and if he can catch the last couple. But those are going to have to be caught at Del Mar then.
Case, let's actually, we haven't taken a break. Casey, let's take a break here and come back to Las Vegas.
The latest racing news. It's At the Races with Steve Vick on Sirius XM Radio.
There's a great story to tell in Pennsylvania. Only three states have produced more Breeders' Cup champions, and no state can match our performance in recent years. Since 2016, our numbers of mares bred has skyrocketed, unlike the national trend. And this year's live foal report shows Pennsylvania up over 50%. Why? Our incentives and bonuses are the best in North America. Please visit us at PABred.com and see why Pennsylvania is the premier place to breed and race.
Why, in the past decade, has BRL Equine become the premier equine supplement company in the industry? Because we spend millions in research and development before we ever put out a product. Because we use only FDA-supervised facilities to manufacture for us. Because what we say is in them is in them. Because they work. Because if you're not happy, I'll give you your money back. And because top trainers and veterinarians in thoroughbred racing, standardbred racing, three-day eventing, and barrel racing all trust in BRL Equine. Shouldn't you? To find out more how Flexify HA, Unlock, Bleeder Shield, and EPO Equine can help you, contact me, Joseph Vellante, 215-501-6880.
Horsebills.com is a cost-effective, time-saving, paperless revolution. Vendors are able to generate electronic invoices for owners and other vendors who can pay through Horsebills.com for just 50 cents. Turn hours of work into minutes with our easy-to-use site. Have our team take over your bookkeeping or continue to do it yourself and pay only our low monthly subscription fee. Check out our video tutorial on the Horsebills.com YouTube channel and get started today for free. Horsebills.com. Toll-free number 888-938-4643.
Thoroughbred horse racing returns to the home state of Secretariat when Colonial Downs in Virginia conducts its summer season with a new afternoon racing schedule and minimum daily purses of $500,000. The season runs from July 19th to September 1st with racing every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at 1:45 p.m. Mark your calendars for Colonial Downs' signature event, the Grade 3 Virginia Derby, on Tuesday, August 31st. All races will be broadcast on TVG this summer. Colonial Downs now running Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday afternoons at 1:45 p.m.
Sirius XM Sports presents At the Races with Steve Vick. Horse racing, handicapping, interviews. This is At the Races with Steve Vick.
We're back, and I honestly don't know how much I don't know how much of this I can continue to do. To be fair, I mean, I feel fine. That's the weird thing. Absolutely feel fine, and thought we were in good shape for a while today, earlier. Try a little bit of a lower, the lower register. Is that going to work? I don't know. Well, I'll tell you that Colin Cummings is your new leader, 156. Sean O'Malley, 143. John Vale, 135. Mark Wilgard, 128. Greg Bettinelli, 127. Jason Lane, who's right in front of us, 126. Ken McMahon, who has been at or near the top really from the start. He's sitting seventh. Scott Cavalieri. Yeah, some very familiar names here. So we're 7 minutes to the Woodbine. 10 minutes to the Woodbine seventh. This is a mile and a 16th. On the Tapita. Nonward is a two lifetime. And most of these have been on a low level. And the one actually sweeping hard is dropping to the lowest level This was actually a horse that ran on the Queen's Plate last year, Sweet Bernard. Charlie Hayden, bred Danny Vella, trained. And from a price standpoint, let's take a look what the guys are, gals are considering. 7-2, Quantum Velocity, Cassie, coming out of a same race, 15-2, at the same distance. One of the better last race figs. The 3, Breathless in the Sand, 5-1. One on the lead and broke the maiden last time. Sometimes that's that'll wake them up. But the one is 4-1, Sweet Bernard. That seems like the principles. Yeah, the 1, the 3, and the 4 seem to make the most sense. And it's not a price in here that kind of jumps off the page. Although, I'll tell you what, at 12-1, Daddy Plays the Blues. I don't know if there's enough pace for this one. There are a couple. There are maybe, there's 2.5 horses that could set a pace. That, for contest purposes, the 2, maybe, is at least a horse. I mean, broke the maiden, 3 back, has run against the, some of these, and wasn't disgraced last time at the beginning of August. Secret Pass. Yeah, the 1, everybody's inside here. The 8 is, I'll tell you, the 8's a big price. With Steve Bond, Polydeuces, Atreides, that Hillendale bred. And is competitive. There's actually, from a figure standpoint, the whole field is essentially separated by, a length or two, really. So it might be worth swinging for a price like the 8. Especially if you're, and Rich, that's a great question. At this late hour, if you're sitting with very little, are you better off just taking a modest priced winner, just to add to your total and try to grind, or do you keep swinging? Because there's a 27-1 shot here, the 8. That's not impossible, but this field is not separated by a whole lot.
I think you pretty much have to stay within your game plan. It is day one, so you want to have as good a score as possible. But people like Michael Baychak, I keep referring to him because he is a bomb thrower, and he admits it. That's the kind of horse you play. But I know myself personally, I'm more of a middle of the road type guy. 5, 6, 8, 10-1 shots. I may not go for the 27. I may try to catch a $15 horse. So that's maybe personality based and strategic, how people have had success in the past in these tournaments. So I'm more of a grind-it-out type than Michael is.
Here's the nightcap at Golden Gate.
Yeah, just that.
Shotgun Rider, post position number 6.
Shotgun Rider, post position number 6.
Working with her, Shotgun Rider. Shotgun Rider, he's in. Sleepover, post position number 7.
Sleepover, post position number 7.
Two back. Darcy's Lovey Dovey and Exeter. Darcy's Lovey Dovey, two post position number 8.
Darcy's Lovey Dovey, two post position number 8.
To the outside, Exeter, to complete the line.
To the outside, Exeter.
We're ready to go.
We're ready to go.
And we're off in the nightcap. Sleepover gets the first call. Single barrel hustled away from post 3. Gets up into second. And Sleepover has the lead approach in the clubhouse turn. So it's Sleepover, clearly the pacemaker from Darcy's Lovey Dovey, moves forward a joint second with single barrel. A gap of 2 to DeLorean, followed by Infatuate down on the fence. Exeter is next, just in front of Valius. And then comes Shotgun Rider. Second to last, 2 lengths clear of Collusion Delusion. As the 9 runners are pretty strung out here, making their way onto the backstretch, they're separated by 15 lengths, and leader is Sleepover, making play on the lead. He's a length in front of Darcy's Lovey Dovey on a snug hold second, single barrel back in third on the rail. Still a gap of 2 or 2.5 to DeLorean. Infatuated, the 5th position, about 7 lengths off the lead here, a half length in front of Exeter. Then comes Shotgun Rider with Valius side by side, and Collusion Delusion will have to pass them all as they approach the far turn. Sleepover still making play on the lead, hard sent to keep pace with 3 furlongs to go. Darcy's Lovey Dovey a lot closer in second, goes okay. A gap of 2 to single barrel, pushed along in third. DeLorean being asked for more, not picking up the pace. Infatuate, his rider wants him to get going. He's got to turn it around. He lost 5th to Exeter. And then comes Valius. He's under pressure too as they come to the top of the lane, and Darcy's Lovey Dovey is taken over. Darcy's Lovey Dovey puts away Sleepover at the 3/16. Single barrel up into the second spot. He's chasing Darcy's Lovey Dovey. Darcy's Lovey Dovey approaching the 16th pole, getting a little bit leg weary. Single barrel is barreling down on the outside. Single barrel and Darcy's Lovey Dovey to the finish together. Single barrel on the outside got his head down. Single barrel over Darcy's Lovey Dovey. DeLorean plotted along for third, then came Valius, and Infatuate was 5th.
7-2 winner at Golden Gate. Terrard, actually. 9-5. Darcy was 7-2. Minute at Woodbine. No real change in the board. I'll stick with that 8 horse, $50 horse, 24-1.
The 8?
Yeah.
Wow.
24-1 on the odds, 24-1. Steve Bond, the jockey. I tell you what, I'll try to throw something out there that maybe have a little meat on the bone. I'll go for the 2 horse, Daddy Plays the Blues with Alderson. This horse is right now 9-1 in the tote board, but this horse was 3-1 or 7-2 last time out in this exact same condition. That basically split the field. So, but you're looking for prices. So I'll try the 2 horse, Steve.
Well, I'm headed to the gate. With Golden Gate wrapped up, Woodbine.
Yeah, we're pretty much going to be down to what? Woodbine and Del Mar.
Two at Woodbine, 5 at Del Mar.
5 at Del Mar, okay. I know they're in the post parade at Del Mar. They got 8 minutes to post for the 4th. They have an overwhelming favorite in this race, Steve, is the four-horse Flying Jomar for Bob Baffert. But, you know, 3-5 is in tournament play. You know, that's you try to beat that every single time. So that means there are a lot of good prices on the board if this horse has a has a chink in the armor, so to speak. But 3-5 shot in the fourth race at Del Mar. And our goal is to try to beat this son of a gun.
No doubt. Woodbine 7, 5-2 on the favorite, the three horse here. Sixth of seven mandatories after the cancellation at Alice.
You know, that cancellation of the Ellis card, that had to put a crimp on a lot of players because it just lowers the number of bullets, the number of opportunities, because you go from seven tracks to six. And it came at a time where people, quite frankly, didn't have a chance to prepare. They had to make their changes on the fly. So you got to play some races that may have been borderline that you had saved for Ellis. So, you know, that's a major factor when you lose a track like that in all those races.
You know what this looks like? That, the backup tractor.
At Woodbine?
Yep. They just showed a tractor hustling to the gate. So the other tractor must have stalled.
I've seen that happen more than once in my life. After. I can't remember one time at Turfway Park where the tractor that was pulling the starting gate broke an axle and was stuck. So they had to stop the race because they couldn't get the tractor out, the starting gate out of position.
Chuck Simon had the winner of that race.
Oh, my.
Was building an insurmountable lead and had to pull up. I'm almost positive.
Couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
I'm almost positive that Chuck was in that. That Chuck had the winner of that race if had that not happened.
Chuck, we love you, but you should have had one more winner in the record books.
All right, here we go for the seventh of Woodbine, and
well, I'm up to 14-1, so that's a palatable play in the contest.
Secret Path moves along. Joining the line is Quantum Velocity. Gate number six, Conquer Him. Blinkers on today for Sharks River, gate number seven. Holly Deuces to gate number eight. And the Newfie Express to the outside gate for Simon Husband. Stand by for a start. All in and locked up. Off they race, a very nice break, and showing good speed near the inside. Breathless in the sand, out wider Sharps River. Polly Deuces and the Newfie Express come across as a trio. A length away, Quantum Velocity between runners, and nearer the inside is also Secret Path with Sweeping Hard on the rail. Daddy Plays the Blues, second last, at last, Conquer Him. Sharps River has gone to the front, taken up there, Breathless in the sand, quite dramatically in behind, and going up on the outside is Polly Deuces to be second. Sharps River sets the pace of the race as they head up towards the turn into the backstretch by a long neck. In second, Polly Deuces, settling third, Breathless in the sand, one away, regaining composure, one of the Newfie Express. The next brigade at about three behind, headed by Quantum Velocity from Sweeping Hard. In behind them, third last is Secret Path, and still well back, Conquer Him and Daddy Plays the Blues is last. Racing in front, Sharps River by about a neck. In second, Polly Deuces, one away, third, Breathless in the sand, a half the Newfie Express. Making ground, Conquer Him around the outside, Quantum Velocity is next, and then Sweeping Hard, and back to the tail end secret path on the inside. Daddy plays the blues. Only about 5 lengths covers the field and pushing for the lead. Polly Deuces got the head in front of Sharp's River. Right behind them, the Newfie Express in the center. Breathless in the sand and off the track. Conquer Him coming three wide. 1.5 to Quantum Velocity starting to wind up. And behind is Sweeping Hard. Secret path is last. Daddy plays the blues, the center. Polly Deuces in front. Polly Deuces at the top of the lane goes for home. Breathless in the sand. Hooks to second. Breathless in the sand. Trying to mow down the leader. Polly Deuces. Conquer Him on the outside. Polly Deuces joined. Breathless in the sand. Trying to get by. Breathless in the sand on the outside has hit the front. And although drifting about in the lead from Polly Deuces and Conquer Him. And Breathless in the sand. Breathless in the sand has won it. Deuces and Sweeping Hard got into run fourth. 145.
I was
16.
Getting excited for you, Steve. They hit the top of the stretch. Your 8 horse was in front. I turned a look at you. I was like, holy smokes, can we get it done? That was a big run. Big run for the 8 horse.
You could see Steve Bond was loaded on the backside. Yeah.
That was Polly Deuces, the 8 horse in the 7th race at Woodbine. Monster price. At 26-1, but finished the third.
The 6 was second at 21-1. So that's going to be at least a decent place tote.
You know, one thing about playing a tournament horse like the one you just gave out, the 8 horse Polly Deuces, there's such a surge of energy at the top of the stretch when it looks like you have a chance to win, and then the air comes out of the balloon. The horse ended up third, but gave a heck of an effort. Heck of an effort. That was a terrific pick, Steve.
Now, and you know, at the worst, you know, at a regular horse play, that's a horse, tri-key. You put that horse under some others for third. Maybe, you know, back wheel with a horse like the favorite that won.
Mm-hmm.
So,
you know, I'm taking a look at this horse a little closer, Steve. Do you like trainers who are winless for the year? That would have been another big win by a trainer who had an offer for 2021.
Amazing.
Who was it? Reynaldo Holder. 0-20 at the so far this year.
Amazing. Here's I think we have to do. We'll take this 4th race at Del Mar. And we're going to...
Yeah, we've got a 3-5 favorite.
Guy. Yeah, we'll see what happens here. And I'll close out the coverage today with you know, online with Twitter, and we'll come back at it tomorrow.
I tell you what, horse that I would give a shot off of what I handicapped this for my sheet was the number 9 horse, Derecho's Dandy. Umberto Spoli riding for John Sadler. This horse is 12-1, but ran evenly in debut and now stretches out around 2 turns for Sadler, the 9.
And away they go. All came out well. On the outside, Barossa is going for the lead. Flying Drummer began well and is right there. And between those two now, we have Clampett down at the rail. Charter Oak, they're going quickly up front. Carbonite's another one up there. Derecho Dandy hooked a little wide, but now dropping in behind the others. Oviatt Class is racing at the back of the leading group, a good 10 lengths off them. Bright Leaf is last. Onto the backstretch they go, and Flying Drummer makes his own pace now up alongside Clampett. They followed by Barossa, a close-up third, and then comes Carbonite in the gold cap, Derecho Dandy on the far side, Charter Oak in the red blinkers, 6 off the leader. Then comes Astronomer, Oviatt Class is racing behind that, and Bright Leaf is last.
They have a half mile to go, and Flying Drummer at the rail and Clampett. They are now stride for stride. It's 2.5 lengths further back to Barossa, and Carbonite to join third. Charter Oak is in the fifth spot. Derecho Dandy in the black cap, five off the leaders. Then Astronomer, Oviet Class tries to pick it up from behind. 3/8 of a mile to go, Flying Drummer, but now here comes Barossa with a big run on the outside, and Oviet Class is coming fast. Oviet Class after them from third as well. In behind that comes Carbonite. They come to the top of the lane now, and Barossa on the outside, Flying Drummer at the rail. Oviet Class makes it three in a line as they come to the eighth pole. Oviet Class on the outside game, sticks his neck out and goes in full flight for the wire. Flying Drummer tries to go with him, but Oviet Class made this big run from the half mile pole, and Oviet Class gonna win it. Well, Flying Drummer was second, in third was Barossa, and then Carbonite.
Well, the short price favorite is gets beat. Held second.
Held second, but got the job done if you're a tournament player trying to beat him. But the two was Oviat Class. Kent DeSarmo gave this horse a heady ride. I mean, that if that first fraction was correct, Steve, it said 21.75, and that's going a two-turn mile. So I don't know if that was an incorrect timing, but that's unbelievably fast if it was.
DeSormo's riding well.
Yes, he is. He's using his immense talents, his wisdom from as a Hall of Fame jockey. This is a good example. He just took his time, saved some ground, and knew they were going fast in front of him, so he just was going to try to finish as well as he could, and he got the job done. Riding for his brother Keith DeSarmo. That's always fun when they keep it in the family.
5-1 winner.
Easy win to one way about 4 or 5 lengths over the 3-5 favorite. 4-5 favorite.
That'll get the fifth race is the last mandatory. There's one more at Woodbine. A reminder that Charlestown stakes card continues. You see who's succeeded there tonight. I think they're up to the eighth race.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
It's actually post time in the Bishop. They've run six races so far at Charlestown, the stakes card.
Oh, the Charlestown with the Charlestown Classic and the other stakes. Yeah, that's it.
Jeff Runco has won four straight races. The third, fourth, fifth, and sixth. Runco. Four straight races.
Wow.
And he's not involved in the Bishop Memorial, so he can't win a fifth straight. But you know, so far it's a lot of Jeff Runco. And of course, the open stakes are coming up here soon too. Well, Rich, I can't see two more hours doing this with so much more to do tomorrow and Sunday. Yes. So I'll thank you for, you know, we'll pick it up tomorrow, and we'll get you know, get everybody in and through, and there's a lot I can see. In fact, a number of people I was hoping to get on here over the next couple of hours. I don't think it's practical here to do this much longer. If I expect to have anything left here to run,
it makes perfect sense to get some rest, And rush that throw to yours, your dulcet tones. They get you back here in the seat tomorrow, you know. Hopefully it's not just the Las Vegas weather getting to you.
No, I feel fine. Yeah. It's brutal. Just ridiculous.
Because I know, you know, there's such a thing as Vegas throat, because I've heard it from stories about people like Frank Sinatra and Celine Dion and some of the performers who've come to town, and they have had throat problems because of the way the air is here in Las Vegas. So, Steve, you're in great company if you're with Frank Sinatra and Celine Dion.
I hope everybody understands. I'll continue to cover online at Twitter, and we'll pick it up tomorrow. Let me get a handle on the Saturday schedule. Probably at about the same time. It looks like about 5 to 9. Maybe 4:30. We can get the personal ensign in too. Let's shoot for like 4:30 to. Yeah, we'll shoot for 4:30 to 8:30 or not? Yeah, 4:30. No, it's got to be 9. Yeah. Five hours, 4:30 to 9:30 tomorrow.
No, the beauty about tomorrow is there's a lot of long, long race cards. 13 races at Saratoga, a whole bunch more at Del Mar. So getting started a little later in the afternoon, it is going to be so dense. There's going to be so much action going on. And I know you can play a lot of the race calls on your computer for the people to share and listen to. So there's going to be a lot going on, that's for sure, at that time.
Well, and before we go here, Colin Cummings continues to lead. And now he's up $21, actually, $166, essentially. And we'll see how the last mandatory and these last five races, what they produce, and I'll keep everybody up to date that way. So let's adjourn here from day one of the NHC, and get together tomorrow, 4:30. Thanks to Rich Eng and Mike Bacik. Thanks to Casey. There was a situation that he had to deal with today too, with his daughter. A bomb threat at Jackson School. Ridiculous. So, get ready, everybody, for a big driver's day tomorrow, and we'll get you some of the late stakes action from the spa, and get a top 56 that'll play into Sunday. So, lots more to do. I appreciate you tuning in, and apologize for pulling up here a little early. Talk to you tomorrow.
The latest racing news. It's At the Races with Steve Vick on Sirius XM Radio.
There's a great story to tell in Pennsylvania. Only 3 states have produced more Breeders' Cup champions, and no state can match our performance in recent years. Since 2016, our numbers of mares bred has skyrocketed, unlike the national trend. And this year's live foal report shows Pennsylvania up over 50%. Why? Our incentives and bonuses are the best in North America. Please visit us at PABred.com and see why Pennsylvania is the premier place to breed and race.
Why, in the past decade, has BRL Equine become the premier equine supplement company in the industry? Because we spend millions in research and development before we ever put out a product. Because we use only FDA-supervised facilities to manufacture for us. Because what we say is in them, is in them. Because they work. Because if you're not happy, I'll give you your money back. And because top trainers and veterinarians in thoroughbred racing, standardbred racing, three-day eventing, and barrel racing all trust in BRL Equine. Shouldn't you? To find out more how Flexify HA, Unlock, Bleeder Shield, and EPO Equine can help you, Contact me, Joseph Vellante, 215-501-6880.
Horsebills.com is a cost-effective, time-saving, paperless revolution. Vendors are able to generate electronic invoices for owners and other vendors who can pay through Horsebills.com for just 50 cents. Turn hours of work into minutes with our easy-to-use site. Have our team take over your bookkeeping or continue to do it yourself and pay only our low monthly subscription fee. Check out our video tutorial on the Horsebills.com YouTube channel and get started today for free. Horsebills.com. Toll-free number 888-9 938-4643.